Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 54, Mizmor Chav Zayin. David HaMelech says his famous words, Achas Sha'alti Mi'eis Hashem. There's one thing I ask of you, Hashem. Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. I want to sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Lachzois B'noyam Hashem. Ulevaker beicholoi. David HaMelech wants to be lachzois. Lachzois is lashon of chazoyin, of chazi, to see Hashem, benoyam Hashem, in the pleasantness, the sweetness of Hashem. Ulevaker beicholoi. And to be in his heichol, in the Beis Hamikdash. The Chofetz Chaim, he asks a question with the tense of this pasuk. We know that when you write a sentence, when the pasuk is written, grammar is very important. If you're writing something in the past tense, so the whole sentence has to be written in the past. If you're writing something in the future, so the whole sentence has to be in the future. These are the rules of grammar, of diktuk. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what's going on in the pasuk in front of us? Achas sha'alti mi'eis Hashem. Sha'alti is past. There's one thing, says David, Sha'alti, that I ask from you, Hashem. Oysa avakesh. Avakesh is future. Shivti beveis Hashem, koimei chayai. I want to sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. So I ask the Chofetz Chaim, what's going on here? Why does David start with Sha'alti, past, and avakesh, future? That's number one. Question number one. Question number two. David HaMelech says he's asking for one thing. Achas. I'm asking for one thing, says David HaMelech. Oysa vakesh. But if you count them, it's actually three things he's asking for. Achas sha'alti meis Hashem. So what is this one thing that he asked from Hashem? Oysa vakesh. Is to sit in the house of Hashem. Shifti beveis Hashem. Koy mei chayai. That's number one. However, lach zois benayim Hashem is number two. Ulevake beicholoi is number three. So you see, there are three things that David is really asking. Not one thing. And in fact, V'chidah brings to the Arizal, based on the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Hei and Aleph, Gimul Matonois, there are three presents, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, V'heim Achas. These three presents are really one. What are these three presents? Ki nigreres zu mizu. One draws and brings from the next. These three presents that Kosh Baruch gave us in the Gemara, Brachos tells us in Daf Hei, is Eretz Yisrael, Chaye Olam Haba, and Torah. And these three presents are niknis biyisurim, are acquired through difficulty, through suffering. You have to work hard to acquire Eretz Yisrael, to acquire Olam Haba, and to acquire Torah. Says the Arizal, this is what Achas is a reference to. It's the Rashi Tevois, Aleph, Eretz Yisrael. The letter Aleph stands for Eretz Yisrael. Ches is Chaye Olam Haba, the life of the world to come. And how does one acquire Olam Haba? Through Tav, through Torah. And this is what Achas is referring to. Achas, says David HaMelech, Achas sha'alti mi'eis Hashem. There's one thing I ask of you, Hashem. What is this one thing? This is referring to Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech wants to go and stay in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to get to Olam Haba, Chai Olam Haba, and that's Levake Beicholoi. Some explain that's an Olam Haba, to be with Hashem. He didn't want to be so brazen to say, I'll be with Hashem the whole time. That's why Bikur means to visit, to investigate, as opposed to Shifti, as the Chofetz Chaim points out. Shifti is to dwell there on a regular basis. Because Shifti Beveis Hashem, says the Chofetz Chaim, David says, I want to be in the Beis Medrash all the days of my life. But Ulevake Becholoi, to be in Hashem's presence, Halavai, says David, that I should just be there as much as I can be there. He didn't want to say about himself that he'll be there all the time. He's not on such a madrega, he said about himself. That's the Lashon Shifti is referring to in the Beis Medrash, where you learn Torah. Ulevakir Beicholoi is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But David didn't want to say he's going to be with Hashem all the time, that he'll merit such a great level, to be with Hashem all the time. So Ulevakir, even if I could just be with Hashem a little, this is something to strive for. Back to the Chofetz Chaim's question. The Chofetz Chaim asks, why is a Sha'alti in the past? And then we have over here a Vakesh in the future. And explains the Chofetz Chaim the greatness of David HaMelech. David HaMelech started out as a shepherd. Not only as a shepherd, but he was shunned by his brothers, by others. And he was just a shepherd in the field, singing to Hashem, praising Hashem, thanking Hashem, appreciating everything Hashem gives him. And then he's called to the lineup. And Shmuel HaNavi tells him, you will be the next king. You will be the Melech of Klal Yisrael. Decades later, David HaMelech is the same David HaMelech. And explains the Chofetz Chaim, you have people sometimes who start off with nothing. And then they rise in the ranks. And then eventually, what they had in the past was not good enough for them. And they need more and more and never satisfied. This is not David HaMelech. Achas Sha'alti, David HaMelech is saying, there's only one thing I ever wanted in my life. Shifti Beveis Hashem. To sit in the house of Hashem, to sit in the Beis Medrash, and to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sweet Torah. Oysa Avakesh, and even in the future, that's still the only thing I ever want. To sit in the house of Hashem. Listen to these words from the great Melech David. David HaMelech could have had anything he wanted. He had the power, he was the king. And there's one thing he says, I only want it in the past, and in the future, that's also the only thing I want, is Shifti Beveis Hashem. And David HaMelech is teaching us that this is what we should aspire for. We should only have this one focus, this one goal, Shifti Beveis Hashem, to sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Oysa Avakesh. That's the only thing I want for the future as well. And David never changed one iota from his focus, from his goal of being in the house of Hashem. And that brings us to our next question, which we asked. Is this one thing that was asking? Achas, Sha'alti Meis Hashem? Or is this three things? Shifti Beveis Hashem is one. Then, Lachzois Benayim Hashem is two. Ulevakir Beicholoi is three. So what is David asking for? One thing or three things? And the answer is, that David HaMelech is really asking for one thing. He's really asking for this one thing of Shifti Beveis Hashem. But Lachzois Benayim Hashem, to see the pleasantness of Hashem, Ulevakir Beicholoi, is a reference to, refers to, explains the Mefarshim, the purpose of Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is not just to enjoy the learning, but to build the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dveikus in Hashem, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a relationship with Hashem, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven to Hashem, to be with Hashem, lachzois b'noyim Hashem, to see the pleasantness of Hashem, ulevakir b'yicholoi. This is all one point. How does a person come to the lachzois b'noyim Hashem, ulevakir b'yicholoi? Through this achas, through the Shifti Beveis Hashem, through Limud HaTorah. When a person learns with a goal that he's learning Torah's Emes, he's building that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's coming closer to Hashem. This is what David HaMelech is teaching us over here. So we started out, Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem, one thing David HaMelech asked from Hashem. And we said over, is it past, Sha'alti, or is it Avakish, future? And we're saying David never changed from his focus. No matter how wealthy he became, no matter how powerful he became, no matter how strong his army was, his focus was Limud HaTorah. And we said over from the Chida b'shem Arizal, Achas is a reference to the Gimul Matonos that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us. Eretz Yisrael, Chay Olam Haba, the life of the world to come. And Torah. Torah is the way to get to our goals of Olam Haba. And then these three gifts, that it's really all one. Achas Shaltu Beis Hashem, to Beis Hashem, Oysa Vakesh, Shift Beis Hashem is one, Lachzis B'nai Hashem is two, Ulevake Beicholoi is all one goal of Dveikus B'Hashem, of clinging to Hashem. We have to learn Torah, not just in the way of getting knowledge, but in a life, we have to live Hashem's Torah, we have to breathe Hashem's Torah, we have to dive into Hashem, that Hashem is in front of us. This is how we build a dveikus b'Hashem. We cling to Hashem. We come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulevake b'choloi. Let us all be zeichet to say these words during Elul and throughout the year with this yearning, with this desire to follow in David HaMelech's footsteps of Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem Oysa Avakesh. In the past and in the future, we share this one focus and one goal of Limud HaTorah. No matter what a person has, no matter how much learning a person does, no matter how much davening a person is, his dveikus in Hashem, there's always more. Yearn for more. More Limud HaTorah. More kavana in davening. More tehillim. Don't be satisfied with what you have when it comes to spiritual acquisition, spiritual growth. Shifti b'veis Hashem. We shall be zoich alach zois b'noim Hashem to see the pleasantness, the sweetness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, ulevaker beicholoi, and we should merit to go a bikur in the heicholoi in the Beis Hamikdash, b'mehir b'yameinu, amen.